Gulf Breeze, Florida, is about 65 miles east of Mobile. This morning, the residents of Gulf Breeze all got the same phone call. It was a recorded message from the town's assistant fire chief. He urged everyone to evacuate. Chief Peter Paulding is with the Gulf Breeze Police Department. We reached him in his car.
Well, the wind is starting to pick up. It's probably 30 miles an hour or so. It's raining, and there's very little traffic that's out. Most of the traffic right now is actually city personnel. Moving around. We're checking on the property that's been evacuated, and we'll continue to do so until the storm gets to about hurricane level, and then we will shelter our people and ride out the storm.
I understand for those who are staying behind, you've asked them to provide a next of kin list. Is that something that you always do when a hurricane bears down on the area?
Well, we do it for two reasons. We want to know in case there is a situation that we do have to notify a family member. But it also kind of clearly makes the point of the severity and the gravity of the situation, and we're hoping that it'll change some folks' mind and they'll reconsider staying.
Chief Paulding, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
And please stay safe.
We will. Thank you.
Chief Peter Paulding is with the Gulf Breeze Police Department.
In Biloxi, Mississippi, Alan Van Zandt is volunteering with the Red Cross at a storm shelter of last resort, an elementary school 5 miles in from the Gulf Coast.
For people who have not gone north, which is what they should have done, this is where we set up the shelters. For people who had no way of traveling further northwards, these shelters have been set up for them so that they can seek relief from storms.
That's Red Cross volunteer Alan Van Zandt in Biloxi, Mississippi.
James Taranowski is the owner of Easy D's Gas and Convenience Store in Gulf Shores, Alabama. We reached him at home where he was boarding up his house and getting ready to leave for Atlanta. Mr. Taranowski got a late start on his own evacuation because he kept his store open until 12 noon today.
We were very, very busy nonstop with cigarettes and beer and water and batteries, a little bit of gas. Most people filled up yesterday. We sold out of bread, milk, water, potato chips, a lot of cigarettes.
You were one of the last stores that was still open for miles around. Why did you decide to stay open so late?
Well, we had a lot of news people at the beach. Most of them needed a restroom. They needed fuel as they were going to leave town. So I told them I'd stay till noon and make sure that they had those necessities.
How much gas did you sell?
Today we didn't sell much gas, a couple thousand gallons.
And you sold more beer than gas. What does that say to you?
Those are the people that are going to stay here. They're in for the duration. They know that the stores will probably be closed till Friday or Saturday, so they got a several-day supply.
And how soon will you get back?
I hope to be back here tomorrow night. I hope to be open Friday morning.
Mr. Taranowski, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
James Taranowski is the owner of Easy D's Gas Station and Convenience Store in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Ann Rohrig lives in Pensacola, Florida. She's decided to ride out the storm at home with her husband, Rick. Ms. Rohrig is a hurricane veteran. She was in Pensacola in 1969 when Hurricane Camille devastated the region.
I can remember because it was so bad here, and it's strange because people didn't evacuate like they do now, and people would have hurricane parties and all that, and I can remember there was an apartment complex near the water, and people were staying and having hurricane parties, and I can remember a couple of days after that apartment complex wasn't there anymore, nor were the people.
Those people were killed?
Yeah. I just can remember that distinctly to this day about that apartment complex.
You know, it's sort of hard from the outside to imagine why, if you've been through something that devastating, why not just leave?
Well, one of the reasons is I'm a lot more inland. I feel like maybe I'm not going to get the winds that everybody else is going to get, but I do know I will get them, though, because I've been through Frederick, I've been through Opal, I've been through Aaron. I don't know. That's a good question, though.
Ms. Rohrig, how do you spend the next 24 hours or so? Is this pretty much all you can think about?
Yeah, because all my TVs are on to it. It's almost like you want to get away from it, but yet you don't. You're apprehensive. You bicker. You say things that you generally wouldn't say to somebody else. The heat's miserable. Sleeping at night's miserable. You're just waiting for it to get through.
Well, Ms. Rohrig, best of luck to you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling us, okay?
Ann Rohrig speaking to us from Pensacola, Florida. In Pensacola, we also reached Public Affairs Officer Harry White at the Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Pensacola Naval Air Station has about 70 people aboard for emergency operations, and everyone else has been moved to shelters or secured. We're experiencing the first bands of the storm now, gusty winds, periodic rain, very overcast, and the conditions seem to be deteriorating fairly rapidly.
Now, what about the aircraft that you'd have there? What's happening with those?
We, all of the aircraft at NAS Pensacola, AirVac, HERVAC'd out on Monday. We were able to send all of our aircraft out on cross-country training missions, and we have those in safe locations in a large number of different areas in the United States.
Did you say HERVAC'd out?
Well, that's a common term for us. It's a hurricane evacuation.
I like that.
Right.
I'm sure you don't like it.
But... Well, what you'll find with the Navy is we come up with a lot of different ways to, acronym things. And so HERVAC is just, an abbreviation for our hurricane evacuation.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, are you yourself staying put no matter what?
Yes. We have to be here to make sure that everything is battened down and ready for the storm. And once we're sure of that, it's too late to go anywhere.
Mr. White, do you have family nearby?
My family departed Tuesday morning under evacuation orders, and since I was not going to be there to assist, took off, have a daughter in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and so they took an early trip to Fort Smith.
When do you think you'll see them back?
That's going to depend on when this storm passes and we get the all clear. Once that happens, I will be able to go back to my residence to make sure I have a residence. And if all of that is secure, then I'll call the family and tell them it's safe to return.
Well, Mr. White, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for calling, and we appreciate it.
You take care.
Wish us luck. We're probably going to need it.
Harry White is Public Affairs Officer at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola.
We also heard from Police Chief Peter Paulding in Gulf Breeze, Florida, Red Cross volunteer Alan Van Zandt in Biloxi, Mississippi, store owner James Taranowski in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and Pensacola resident Ann Rohrig.